Now, those who commute between Clare and Limerick, as you've been hearing in our news bulletins, will be pleased to hear that the National Transport Authority has opened a public consultation on plans to significantly enhance bus services from Limerick to the Banner County, including the 343 bus service from Ennis to Limerick. The plans involve splitting the 343 service, which currently runs between Ennis, Shannon and Limerick, with twice daily stop-offs in 6 Mile Bridge and Quinn, into 4 separate routes. The planned improvements across the routes will make it easier to access Shannon Airport, with a new 24-hour bus service operating between the airport, Shannon Town and Limerick. The public consultation is now open and will remain so until Thursday the 9th of May. For more on all of this, Clare FM's Sean Lyons has been speaking with National Transport Authority Communications Officer Michael Sinnott. He began by asking what the new plans will mean for public transport connectivity in the region.
We've opened a public consultation today on plans to significantly enhance bus services in Limerick and Clare. Now, in partnership with Bus Éireann and TFI Local Link Limerick and Clare, we're proposing to improve public transport services between Limerick, Shannon and Ennis. The planned improvements will make it easier for people to access Shannon Airport with a new 24-hour bus service, which will operate between the airport, Shannon Town and Limerick. And essentially, this revised network will mean that buses will operate at a much higher frequency between Shannon and Limerick, with more departures from Ennis and other areas of the region. We would certainly encourage people to have their views heard and to check out the information on the public consultation and to have their say. These enhancements are significant and we hope will benefit the people and the region.
Capacity has been a historic issue on the 343. Indeed, there have been reports of buses stopping and being full, so people haven't even been able to get on them at certain times. So would we hope or expect that this development would alleviate those issues?
Well, certainly on the routes that are being proposed, it's significant enhancements, and it will mean on Route 343, for example, that services will run every 20 minutes at peak times, Monday to Friday, every 30 minutes at other times during the day and all day at the weekend between Limerick and Shannon, and connecting the airport through the night with services running every 60 minutes. So we would hope that people have their say on this proposal and that they would input their submissions into the public consultation, as these are significant proposals for the region.
And that was the National Transport Authority's Communications Officer Michael Sinnott speaking with Clare FM's Sean Lyons. And to discuss this further, I'm joined on the line by Donna McGettigan, the Sinn Féin general election candidate and Cathaoirleach of the Shannon Municipal District, and also the independent local election candidate for the same district, Pat Barry. You're both welcome to the show. And both of you have previously spoken with us about your experience of using the 343 bus service. Donny must surely be welcoming this public consultation and the proposals that are contained within.
Absolutely. This is very, very welcome. But it is vitally important for people to go in and have their say on the consultation, because they need to hear too. They need to hear what everyone wants from this service, rather than just us constantly banging on about it.
What about you, Pat? I mean, you previously told us the service wasn't fit for purpose. You know, Sean touched on some of the issues there in his chat with Michael. If, from what you've heard there, just to mention again, this proposal will involve splitting the current 343 service. There'd be twice into 4 separate routes. So it would run every 20 minutes at peak times, every half an hour at other times, and would run all day at the weekend. It would go between Limerick and Shannon via the airport as a 24/7 service, and will have buses every 60 minutes during the night. That sounds certainly, if that all comes to fruition, like a service that is fit for purpose.
Well, thank you, Alan, for having me, and you have a good memory anyway. I did say that, all right. But I welcome any improvement in the bus service, the first thing, and I would suggest, and I agree with Donan, that everybody and anybody in the area that is either using public transport or maybe thinking of it should have an input into this consultation period. But really, this is 2024, Alan. In 1981, I flew from Shannon to Birmingham. I got off the plane in Birmingham City, walked out of the airport and into a monorail right into the centre of Birmingham City. We're way behind in our infrastructure.
To be fair, though, Pat, I mean, England or the UK's population is much larger than ours, and Birmingham is the second largest city in the UK.
Absolutely.
You would expect our public transport to be of a certain standard.
You would expect proper connectivity from the international airport here in the Midwest, which is the gateway for tourism and business, etc. Now, I welcome the National Transport Department of Transport in their announcement. But I think it should be opened up to tenders as well for other providers to tender for the operation of the service. I think that would be a positive thing and a good thing, because Busairn has fallen down a lot in the provision of the 343 service. In order to overcome a problem up to now, they put on a double-decker bus. So obviously, if you're taking twice the amount of passengers, it's going to take more time for those people to get on and off on the route. So they left the timetable the exact same and doubled the capacity, which was a help to people as well, you know. But nevertheless, I think there's been so many meetings with Busairn down through the years, so many meetings, talking, and very little, a slight improvement, I would say myself. I used the bus twice last week, and from Shannon into Limerick, and really we had 15, 20 minutes late on the timetable going in, you know, going into Limerick. I hope it will all work out, but we certainly need a direct service from Shannon Airport to Colbert Station for tourists coming in and tourists coming off the train and then coming in the other way, going to the airport. So we need a reliable service that we can depend on. And I welcome the announcement for the other routes as well, opening up the other routes as well. It's very welcome.
Okay, well, Donna, Pat's made a couple of points there. Maybe let's deal with the latter one first. A direct service from Shannon to Colbert Station in Limerick, is that something you would like to see as well, or that you think a lot of people would like to see and would make use of?
Well, I think the Galway route actually does that. Does it not stop at the airport and then picks up people and goes direct then into Limerick? It doesn't go through the town. And I agree with everything Pat's saying. It is a service that has been needed, overhauled for many, many years. And you know yourself, like you had Sean out with us and we had people talking to Sean, your reporter, about the issues they were having with it. I've been using it myself since Christmas. As you know, I was very, very early for one of your appointments one morning. So I'm either very, very early or very, very late. I've never had a bus come on time since I started using it. And I personally know students that have had to get car loans because they find the bus so out of tune with their timings that they had to go and get the classes they've had to. But we've been very proactive here on this. I called a motion calling for Busairn to come in and speak with us at the ND. I've also, like the last time I met Eamon Ryan, brought it up with Eamon Ryan as well. And our two OGRA members, Aoife and Shane Doody, have been out doing protests on this. So we're very, very proactive on this in Shannon. And I think that the separation of the two has been, I think that's key. The separation of the Ennis and Limerick bus will make a huge difference into what's happening, and the timetables, the extra timetables will be brilliant. Separating Six Mile Bridge, Kilmurry, Cratlow, Quinn, they're all things that are going to be great, but it will need the people coming in to have their say, because if you don't, they're not going to look at this favourably, because they may see it, oh, it's not a big issue because we haven't had many responses on this.
And what about Pat's initial point, Donna? He feels that it should be put out to tender. Do you think that it should be, or do you think Busairn should be allowed to have a go at this if these routes come to fruition and prove that they can run as they're described?
Well, I think that they're going to be using the local TFI Local Link. That's another bus service that's happening in Clare, and they're picking up more routes all the time. Just the only unfortunate thing about them is it's not widely advertised, so people don't know the timetables, they don't know. So they're not just going to be Busairn, they will be using that Local Link, which is coming up. It's up and coming to be a great service. So, yeah, I think give them a chance first before they come in. So,
okay. Pat, just to mention some of the other routes for people who haven't heard, so the 330 will serve Ennis and Shannon Airport, Viaclare Castle, Newmarket and Fergus, Ballinoosney, Smithstown Industrial Estate, Shannon Town and Shannon Free Zone. It'll run every 60 minutes all day. Extra buses at peak times. The 316 route will run between 6 Mile Bridge and Shannon Airport via Smithstown Industrial Estate, Shannon Town and the Shannon Free Zone, running every 2 hours daily with extra buses at peak times Monday to Friday. The 317 route will serve the Jetland Shopping Centre in Limerick at Ennis via Cratlow, 6 Mile Bridge, Kilmurry and Quinn. That'll run 3 times per day and, as Donna said, will be operated by TFI Local Link Limerick. Clare, anything missing from any of those routes? Do you think they're fairly comprehensive? And I think when you were talking about it being put out to tender, even though TFI Local Link will operate the 317 route, I took from what you were saying that you would like to see somebody else other than Busairn running the 343 and the other routes too.
Well, absolutely right, Alan. And I think that, well, I lived in 6 Mile Bridge for a time a couple of years back, and there's been a huge upsurge in population-wise in 6 Mile Bridge, and I've been canvassing there last week, and really it's more than welcome, because when I lived there, there was only a bus in the morning and one in the evening, I think, off the top of my head now. I'm just trying to think of that. And people deserve better. They deserve better. We pay the same taxes as everybody else in the country. And the people of Clare and Shannon Airport and all deserve much better service than what they've been getting up to now. And that is my thing. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about when I said people should put it out to tender. Anybody who's familiar with Limerick City, which is just in the road, on the 304 route, which is one of the busiest routes in Limerick City that goes out to Castletroy and the university, you can imagine the crowds and coming back in the other way. When that service was in rag order, when they put it out to tender, suddenly you had buses nearly crashing into each other, so many and so frequent, because I use it myself a lot, that 304 route. So it does help. I'm not saying it's the answer to all our problems, but seriously, competition is healthy and good, and I really think that that's one of the flaws in this announcement, whereby I used to work in the Department of Transport before in another guise, and I think that they're a bit short-sighted not putting out to tender the 343 route. That's my opinion. That's what I think myself.
Donna, these proposals for a revised bus network, I mean, is this the minimum we should expect in, you know, as Pat said, it's 2024 and comparing us to properly functioning public transport abroad over in the UK, for example? You know, if the government are serious about getting people to move from cars to public transport, it needs to be reliable, it needs to be regular, it needs to be efficient. Do those words come to mind when you look at these proposals?
Yes, I think if this comes to fruition and it works well, it will be the answer to a lot of issues. There are certain areas, like our candidate James was out in Partheen, they say they only have bus twice a day, and that's another area that population is growing. So these people need to tie in with this consultation as well. You know, I think it will be the answer to a lot of the problems, and I think it will make people take away from the car and get on to public transport. If you know for a fact that it is going to be there in time, that it is going to get you to where you need to get to, and it is reliable. Yes, and I also agree with Pat that we have an international airport on our doorstep, and we definitely should have a link from one place to another without having to get off a bus and get on a bus over there and stop here. And, you know, it needs to be, and I think that's where the real link would come in there. But, yeah, and I think that with what I'm seeing on this, I think that Busairn, if this comes to fruition, has to be applauded because they finally listened to the people.
Okay, we will leave it there. That public consultation will remain open for 3 weeks and closes at 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 9th of May. So you have time to have your say.